Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, March 12, 2024. My name is Matt. This is your daily crypto news. And do you feel it? Everywhere you look, there's bullishness on Bitcoin. There's talks about new all-time highs. There's talks about the future. There's talks about $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 Bitcoin. This feeling I've had before. And I can tell you one thing is that this feeling does end. It's just, when does it end? And this feeling is coming a lot sooner in the cycle than usual. Usually it's like, okay, we're going up. We're going to hit an all-time high. We are, you know, riding this train. Here we are. And you start to feel it around, I don't know, 9 months after the halving. And you're like, okay, this is the cycle. This is the bull run. You're in it. This is coming. This is very different. And again, like I said, this feeling does end. Just when? Are we 6 months, 12 months, 18 months? Or is this continuous just because everything has changed? And if you think it's just us, you think it's just the normies over here going, oh, we're going to get rich, oh, all-time high, moon, Lambos, blah, blah, blah. No. The Bitcoin miners, their revenue hit all-time highs amid this price surge. You know, Bitcoin's price rose over 230% since a year ago. And the 13 major Bitcoin mining companies have ordered over $1 billion worth of mining rigs since last February. And how can they afford $1 billion worth of mining rigs? Well, I will tell you. According to Block Data, their 7-day moving average of earnings hit an all-time high of $68.3 million. That's surpassing the $67.15 million in May of 2021. So they're doing okay. However, this rally is producing millionaires at a slower rate than in 2020 and 2021. According to data tracked by Kaiko, less than 2,000 millionaires or wallets with $1 million or more worth of Bitcoin are created daily. First of all, let me pause there. If this is slower, 2,000 people become millionaires a day? That's insane. But that's significantly lower than last bull run, where 4,000 millionaire wallets were created per day, and 2,000 wallets had $10 million per day. Holy crap. Kaiko said that this slower growth rate in millionaires could be due to a few things. Number one, new capital has yet to arrive in full force. Number two, large whales are taking profits in Bitcoin when they hit new highs. And three, Bitcoins are storing their hodlings with custodians rather than personal wallets. I personally think that Bitcoin is just getting more and more expensive. So you've already had the Bitcoin millionaires. People are stacking stats over the years. So it's just harder for normies, to be honest with you, to buy, even at the low, $17,000 of Bitcoin. I mean, 17 grand is a lot of money for most people, right? So actually, it's just a lot of money. $17,000 is a lot of money. And to throw $17,000 on Orange, I mean, that's a hell of a commitment, right? And if you want to be a millionaire that's turning a millionaire now, you would have to buy not just $17,000 worth of Bit. You would have to buy, I don't know, what was it? What's $70,000 in, what, 14 Bitcoin? So 17 times 14, you would have to buy, even at the lowest, and that's not even saying if it was 20,000 or 30,000 or 40,000 Bitcoin. So let's be honest here. It's a lot of money for most people. So I just think that Bitcoin is becoming more expensive, so you're going to have less and less people turn millionaires because it's harder and harder to get the amount of exposure needed to become said millionaire. Well, one person that is not having problems buying Bitcoin is software company MicroStrategy, and their stock is booming. And they continue to buy Bitcoin. Just yesterday, they bought 12,000 more Bitcoin for $821.7 million. Absolutely insane. And I just want to point out that they're called a software company, not an investment company. But for some reason, what does MicroStrategy do besides just buy Bitcoin? MicroStrategy was trading for about $1,600 per share. That's like a 14% rise after it was announced that they bought more Bitcoin. They're up like 100% in the month. However, their all-time high was back in 2000 when it was trading for $3,130. So they have quite a ways to hit an all-time high. So why is Bitcoin going up? Well, I think that we all can guess this one. It's not very hard to guess. Bitcoin ETFs, right? Well, last week, we hit a new record of inflows for the crypto space with $2.7 billion coming into the space. Only $2.6 billion of that was focused on Bitcoin. So $0.1 billion, or $100 million, was focused on everything else. I wonder why Bitcoin is going up. Well, thank you, Thailand, by the way. Thailand's financial regulator has adjusted relevant regulations to allow investments in U.S. spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds for professional investors. I don't think that this is going to move the needle much, but it is a trend that we might see other countries taking. I mean, it's not going to move the needle because I just don't feel that Thailand has the amount of capital to actually invest into Bitcoin in a major way. And I don't mean that in a negative way, like, oh, they're a poor country or, oh, they're, you know, I don't mean that. It's just that, you know, the United States is the elephant in the room. Wall Street and the United States banks have the money. Canada launched a Bitcoin spot ETF.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
It didn't do crap. Why? Because that's not where the money is. And neither is Thailand. So don't say like, oh, I'm talking bad about Thailand. I just think that they're going to gain a little bit of exposure. Maybe a couple $1 billion in total will be into Bitcoin, but it's not going to be significant. Like the trillions that we're looking at, that's going to come from United States investments. Or global investments, but it's going to be focused on the United States and maybe the EU. We'll see what happens there. And at the beginning, I said that this is feeling a little bit different. Like, I felt this feeling in the space before, and it always ends. It always ends. When will it end? I don't know, but you are starting to see peak behavior. And Bitcoin Magazine just tweeted that just in, rap legend Drake, first of all, he's a rap legend. I mean, he's popular, but a rap legend? Anyway, rap legend Drake posts Michael Saylor's Bitcoin video to his 146 million Instagram followers. And in this video, Michael Saylor was answering the simple question that we get asked all the time. Well, you still can't buy a cup of coffee with Bitcoin. And I hate this argument because it does. You don't have to buy coffee with Bitcoin. You don't buy coffee with gold. You don't buy coffee with barrels of oil. You don't buy coffee with wheat ETFs. I mean, you just don't. So, like, can we get over it? Bitcoin is not going to be the stuff that you're buying coffee with. Well, Michael Saylor said the same thing. He said, look, you're not buying cups of coffee with the building that you own down on Fifth Avenue. And that's 100% right. Like, you're not going over there chiseling off a corner of your building and flicking at the barista and saying, hey, give me a latte. That's just ridiculous. It's still an investment. It's still an asset. It's still worth a hell of a lot of money. So just get over it, media. Moving into some other news that's not revolving around Bitcoin. According to updated details from the project Wormhole, Wormhole is trying to explain to some users why they're getting less tokens than others, or more tokens than others. Well, it looks like there's about 400,000 unique wallets that are eligible for their airdrop. They said that the airdrop is going to be heavily skewed towards rewarding early and active users for the long haul. Makes sense. For example, hodlers of D-Gods and Utes will receive around 2,000 W tokens per NFT, and up to 5 NFTs in total. And they would have to be verified via the Wormhole Discord server by February 6th, or past. It was a snapshot taken on February 6th. Hodlers of Mad Lads at NFTs will receive up to 16,000 W tokens. There's a catch, though. I mean, you might get 16,000, but only 3,200 tokens will be available from day one. W tokens are trading for $1.58 pre-market right now. That's down from about $2.50 a week ago. Still, get airdropped, you know, 2,000 tokens per NFT, dollar piece, $1.50 a piece, you get $3,500. You might have five of those. That's quite a substantial amount of money. Or if you have a Mad Lads, it's, 16,000 of those tokens. That's a substantial amount of money. Anyway, I like the way they're doing it because a lot of people, what happens with airdrops a lot, as you hear somebody's going to airdrop, it's like, hey, if you use this platform, we're going to airdrop you. And they start using it. I mean, it's a good way to get people in to start using it, but it doesn't mean that they're still going to use it or supported your project. This should be a reward for people who supported your project, right? And has been sticking around even through the bear market. So good job on them. I think that this is a way to do it. And finally, this news is wild. Absolutely wild. So what happened is, if you guys remember, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about Nigeria and Nigeria kicking out Binance and stopping Binance from trading in Nigeria because $26 billion of untraceable funds were passing through the exchange. And reports have emerged that Nigeria demanded $10 billion from Binance in penalties. So basically, they were alleged of money laundering, $26 billion. And Nigeria was like, hey, $10 billion fee or fine for doing so. Well, Binance just didn't go ahead and pay it. They, rightfully so, said, wait a second, what do you mean we owe you $10 billion? And so they sent two senior executives over to Nigeria. And of course, they wanted to discuss why you think we should pay you $10 billion. Let's have a discussion about this. Well, that's not how that went down. Apparently, Nigeria just kind of like kidnapped them. They were taken back to their hotels, told them to pack their things, and then moved into a, in quote, guest house run by the Nigeria's National Security Agency. Basically, they were kidnapped and held until held for ransom. Absolutely insane. And so as Binance spokesperson, they told CoinDesk, while it's appropriate for us to comment on the substance of the claims at this time, we can say that we are working collaboratively with the Nigerian authorities to bring the two executives home safely to their families. They continue to say, they are professionals with the highest integrity. First of all, I don't care how professional I am at my job. If I get kidnapped, you better come freaking get me. Like, now. Like, no, dude, no. And I better get some hazard pay after this and some time off and maybe some comp. I'm not just going to go, like, work for Binance as an executive, go to Nigeria and get kidnapped and be like, hey, Nate, come get me, yo. Come get me. I like how they put the highest integrity, which kind of implies, now this is me just going out on a limb, just kind of like trying to read between the lines. Why'd you have to say that? Why'd you say the highest integrity? To say, hey, yeah, we want to get our team members back. But they're professionals with the highest integrity. What were they really doing there? Did that come out? is that in a report from Nigeria to Binance and saying that, hey, you guys came over here and you did X, Y, and Z. And Binance is like, oh, shit, we're caught. Let's get over there and figure this out. I don't know. Seems like, first, there's two things. Number one, they kidnapped those dudes. Absolutely insane. Second is a Binance spokesperson said that they're professionals with the highest integrity, meaning to me, maybe they're professionals without the highest integrity. Anyway, let's get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And the time is 10:24 a.m. Eastern. Is it daylight savings time now? Anyway, extreme greed. We're at 92. I don't know what that means. I mean, we're 8 points from 100. Does that mean that once we hit 100, everybody's just running around, foaming at the mouth, screaming, Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin? Anyway, Bitcoin's sitting at $71,830, down 0.6% in 24, up 6.4% in 7. Paul just texted me and said Bitcoin hit $73,000. I didn't see that. I'm getting a weird feeling, to be honest with you. When I get this feeling, we do have a big pullback. Let's see what happens. I'm getting the pullback feeling. I'm going to predict by tomorrow, we're going to be sitting around 67. Ethereum's at, not financial advice, by the way. Don't sell because I just said that. Or don't buy. Or don't do any. I don't care. Just don't do the things that I say, okay? That's all I'm saying. Ethereum's at $3,992, down 1.2% in 24. Still up 5.8 and 7. Teller's number 3, Binance is at 522, up 0.6. And Solana's at 148, up 0.4. Running off the top 10, we have XRP, USDC, Cardano, Dogecoin, and SHIB. The total market cap is sitting at 1.27. Nope. The total market cap is sitting at $2.71 trillion, up 0.5%. Bitcoin dominance of 52.3 and ETH dominance of 17.8. That was our show today. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, happy hodling, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.